wants to have some memories I'll share, and then I have some of Papaw's memories I want to share with you. Most of my fondest memories of him involve the outdoors. He said the first words that I ever said to him were, "Let's go fishing." But I think those are more than likely his first words. I'll never forget the first hunting trip I ever went on was with Papaw. I was probably 6 or 7. And I wasn't much of a deer hunter yet because I fell asleep in the deer blind on his lap. And I woke up when he fired a shot. I remember catching fish and cooking them over an open fire. He let me shoot a raccoon that he trapped in a cage. He definitely is where I learned my love of the outdoors. Checking trot lines on the lake, sleeping on the pontoon boat on the lake overnight. Bradley and Danley and I were just set an anchor on the pontoon boat, and we all had blankets and pillows, and we were sleeping, and we were talking about God and heaven and all kind of things. And a big old crane landed right on Papaw's head, and they swatted it away. Since Gene's shared an embarrassing story, I'll share one of mine. I remember when Papaw Mama, I think, just moved into this house at New Braunfels, that everyone was helping them move furniture in. And I guess they had bought all new appliances, so there were cardboard boxes of refrigerators and dishwashers and dryers and all kind of stuff. So all the boy cousins, we set up forts in the backyard, real intricate kind of maze kind of thing. And I don't remember how old I was, probably 9 or so, but I was in my pyrotechnic playing with matches phase. So I had a box of matches with me everywhere I went for some reason back then. And I remember playing in those boxes, I guess after all the other cousins had left, and I was striking matches, watching it burn. I'd put it out, and I guess, like, one didn't get out all the way. And I was walking back to the house, and someone yelled fire, and I turned around, and there was just a huge torch in their backyard, burned up half their brand-new fence. So, it took a while to put it out. After we finally put it out, he asked, "Well, what happened?" And everyone looked at me because I was the last one in there. I said, "Papa, I don't know what happened. I just had these two rocks, and I was striking them together like this. And it just must have sparked and started this big fire." And he knew better. So later that day, Papa took all the grandkids fishing at the lake house. And everyone else, he set up their pole with the bait and gave it to Jackie Dawn, gave one to Exy, gave one to everyone. And it was my turn, and he said, "No, I got something special for you. You come here." So he sat me down, and he picked up this rock over here. He picked up a rock here. He said, "I want you to take these two rocks, and you strike them together and make a fire like you did in my house." So when you do that, then you can go fishing. So. But I don't remember the parable, but Jesus was saying, "He who is forgiven little loves little, and he who is forgiven much loves much." And I definitely felt that with Papaw, who's just one of the most forgiving people that I knew. Anyways, I have a thousand other Papaw stories and memories I could share, but one of my most treasured possessions is this book he wrote me about 15 years ago. It's his memories of growing up and thoughts about marriage and faith and even death, and I've been reading it a lot the last several weeks. And I want to share some of his thoughts with you. A couple stories about growing up. He said, "When I was 6 years old, my brothers Eugene, who was 8, and Warner, who was 12, and I were home alone when the neighbor's 300-pound hog had gotten out and was hit and killed by a car on the road in front of our house. We went and told the neighbor about it, but he said he didn't want to mess with it and that we could have it. So I filled a wash pot with water. My brother Gene built a fire under the pot, and my brother Warner harnessed a mule and hooked up a sled. We brought the hog up to the house and had it cleaned and quartered before Mom and Dad got home." When he was 6 years old, I always thought that was impressive. In 1937, he traded his donkey in for a bicycle. And the first time he wrote it, he crashed into a horse that his brother Eugene was on. Everyone talks about jokes. One of the stories he wrote in here was, he was probably about 10 or so, I think. He said, "One time I put a stocking over my head and wore a large dress stuffed with pillows. I painted my face all hideous with makeup and walked into the living room and scared all of Mom and Dad's friends. And that was so funny, I went to my friend's house to scare him too. But his mom came to the door, and if I told her who I was, it would have ruined the joke on her son. So when she got to the door, I jerked it open and ran in. She tried to run away but fell down and was lying on the floor kicking. I thought she was dying, and it scared me, but her husband came running, and fortunately she was okay." So I imagine he got in some trouble for that one. But one thing he used to laugh about was after he and Mama's honeymoon, all he had left was a nickel in his pocket, but he didn't tell her that at the time. He said his greatest strength is realizing just how weak he actually is. His greatest weakness was popping off when he's joking and sticking his foot in his mouth. The most important thing he learned about marriage was patience. He said he lost count how many times Mama had to tell him, "I forgive you." Mama's in his favorite song is "Darling, Why Do I Get Butterflies?" His goal at the time he wrote this book was to see his grandchildren grown and married to good Christian spouses and continually strive to be better. And three final thoughts I want to leave with you. He said, "Something I want you to remember about me when you grow up is that Papa made mistakes, but I kept striving to overcome my weaknesses. My hope is not in my own goodness, but in God's goodness." He said, "When I die, I believe that I won't have arthritis or pains." I think if he'd written this in the last 4 months, he'd put cancer in there. He said, "I believe my spirit will live on with God for eternity, and that will be far better than this life." And lastly, "I don't fear dying, but I hope I have my affairs in order when I do. I hope the last thing that I tell Mama and the rest of the family is that I love them. But most of all, I hope that I've shown them." "You did, Papa, every day. We all knew it, and we love you so much."